Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Here's one from Elijah Harden.
At my university in Boca Raton, I was in the gym one day with my friends and I. We were playing basketball on the court. Usually when we go to the gymnasium, it's all pickup games. So a lot of people go with their friends and stuff like that. It's 5-on-5, full court. Usually when we play basketball, it kind of gets rough, I guess you could say. Me and my friends, we, of course, like to play hard. We play serious when we're on the court. And it so happened that one of my friends ended up fouling another player on the other team. And they ended up, like, getting into an arguing match. And me being, like, the person I am, I'm trying to be the one to stop the conflict. So I went up to him, and I was telling him, hey, like, you know, let's all just chill out. Let's just continue playing. Let's not, you know, take it anywhere to where it has to be anything serious or anything like that. And it turns out that the guy who wasn't my friend ended up coming at me and, like, putting his hands on me in a way that I found disrespectful and it was unnecessary. He was there with the friend, actually, but he was picked up on the opposite team, me and my friends. It was me and four other gentlemen, so we was all on the same team. It was just him and his friend and then three other people on his team. Usually when I go play basketball, I'm always like the shortest person on the court. So he was much taller than me. He did seem a little more built than I was. So me and the gentleman started, you know, going back at it. But at the same time, I was never trying to take it to a place to where, like I said, it was supposed to be anything serious. I wasn't afraid of what he might have happened or if it would have escalated into, you know, physical contact. I wasn't afraid of what would have went down. But it was more of like, I'm not the person you should be attacking, if that makes sense. Because I'm trying to be the mediator. I'm trying to, you know, calm everybody down just so we could get back and playing basketball. So I was just explaining to him, like, you know, I'm not the person that you need to be mad at. If you need to be mad at anybody, I'm the one who's trying to stop the situation. I'm the one who's trying to calm everybody down. I'm the one who's trying to dissolve any type of aggression or anything like that because I'm just trying to play basketball. Me and my friends go, we just try to play basketball. And fouling is a part of the game. It wasn't no brutal foul. It wasn't anything that, you know, my friend did on purpose or intentional, trying to hurt him, nothing like that. But if something happens to me, I'm very outspoken. If I feel like somebody, you know, fouled me hard or fouled my teammate hard or something like that, I'm usually the one to, you know, step in and try to, like, help the other team understand, like, you can't do this. Like, that's a foul. You need to respect it. But in this instance, I just, it was my friend. So what I was basically trying to do is calm my friend down. And with me doing that, I guess the other gentleman, he ended up turning his aggression towards me. He ended up trying to grab me. This and that, and, like, we was face-to-face, and I was just talking to him, telling him, like relax, chill out, because, again, we were just trying to play basketball. So pretty much after that, after, you know, we talked and we dissolved the situation, we ended up continuing to play. And throughout the game, of course, there was still fouling, but it was never escalated anything more because, you know, we would all just, like, tell each other, like, am I bad if we fouled him, this and that, or if he fouled us, he would say my bad and stuff like that. Towards the end of the game, I was actually guarding the person who decided that he wanted to turn his aggression towards me. So I was actually guarding him, and he turned to me, and he ended up apologizing for putting his hands on me or for grabbing me or for thinking that I was trying to, you know, escalate the situation into something a lot more serious than it actually was. And he was just explaining how he was aggravated and he was frustrated with how the game was going, and it all sort of fizzled out, and we didn't become friends, but there was no animosity towards us. There was no issues, no problems. The game ended with us winning, and after that, just, like, good sportsmanship, we all continued to clap each other's hands. We all continued to, you know, high-five each other, good game, bro, good game. And, you know, we just continued to keep playing throughout the day, and everything was done.
Elijah Harden with a story about life on the basketball court.
And what I love about this story is that nothing happened.
Yeah.
you know, they make jokes about how a hockey game broke out in the middle of a fight. Well, we know that there are fights in all kinds of sports, basketball as well. And here was a guy who was trying to make peace and actually succeeded in the midst of a basketball game.
At first, it sounds like it's pretty rough playing at the basketball courts, but I like how Elijah keeps on referring to his sports mates as gentlemen.
Yes, I noticed that too. I really like that as well. But I also liked the general feel of these guys. You know, people would foul on each other and say, my bad. The one who was creating the disturbance actually came up to him and apologized to him on the court. It's really interesting how everybody on that court, there were 10 gentlemen on that court, and I would imagine that every single one has seen how quickly disagreements can escalate, and nobody wanted it to happen. And in fact, it sounds like the gentleman whom Elijah was talking to really just misunderstood what was going on. He wasn't looking for trouble. He just misunderstood what the situation was and thought he needed to defend himself.
To me, it sounds like all these guys just want to get their aggression out on the court, and if you happen to get in the way, well, too bad.
And normally I would agree that that's the stereotype or that's what we would expect. I just didn't feel that here. And I think also it's possible that when Elijah said what he said, which was, I'm just trying to make peace, I'm just trying to calm everybody down, that garnered him a certain amount of respect. And that people thought, well, gee, I'm glad somebody is not allowing this to escalate, because all kinds of things could happen. And nobody wanted that. They just wanted to play basketball.
Well, there's a lot of respect for Elijah, because it seems like he takes the mediator role all the time.
There's another piece to this story, and the way I use storytelling is in pursuit of peace. We say as storytellers, you can't hate somebody once you know their story. They may not be your best friend. You may never want to see them again, but you recognize that they are human.
It creates an empathy.
Exactly the word. You're looking and listening and taking a moment to see their point of view. And very often, if somebody bumps into you and you turn around, it's all about the story. Did the person do it on purpose? Did the person do it as a joke? Isn't it somebody you know? Was the person pushed by someone else? It's not the bumping that matters. It's not even the pushing to the ground. How can you get mad at somebody who pushes you to the ground if they in turn were pushed to the ground and that's what pushed you to the ground? It's not their fault. So the fact that this young man did not understand what Elijah was doing, thought Elijah was escalating it, that's why he acted the way he did. And once everybody understood what was happening, the situation de-escalated completely.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. I understand there's a storytelling event coming up.
Actually, two of them. One is a workshop that I'm doing at the Fort Lauderdale Library. Check the Broward County Library System's website for information. This is at the main library in Fort Lauderdale. That's next Saturday, the 7th. And then Sunday, the 8th, I'm leading a storytelling slam at the Mad Robot Brewing Company, 2621 Federal Highway in Boca. And that is the $100 slam. So for either of those events or anything else in South Florida storytelling, please email me at cneal@fau.edu.
Further information and archive stories are available at our website at wlrn.org. Click radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.